This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You would be with me if I turned the camera on now, wouldn't you? No, really, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do get involved. Do get engaged. Do get involved. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, as I like to say. No, seriously. You know, and you, if you engage, you get involved, you talk to people who aren't on the same page as you, you'd be surprised what you can learn. Anyway, I want to talk about Elon Musk. I mean, everybody talks about this guy like he's God's gift to innovation. And people on the left, some people on the right as well. And I get the biggest kick out of it, because in my mind, if we're really who we say we are, we really believe what we say we believe, Elon Musk is here illegally, right? I mean, last I checked, with all the money he's got and everything he's got going on for him, he's dealing here illegally. So, you know, from Enron to Bernie Madoff, at the end of every great American financial scandal, right, you find out how much money, how much aggravation, how much heartbreak, heartburn, heartbreak, whatever, these people have caused the American public. Now, Elon Musk, we might find there's a good chance that we're going to be asking the same question about him here soon, shortly, whatever. Because the Senate Finance Committee and the House Ways and Means Committee have launched a probe into the tax incentives paid to the solar companies. Now, this story was recently in the Wall Street Journal. The committee probes, led by their respective Republican chairman, Representative Kevin Brady of Texas and Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, have found an appropriate, disturbing target to begin this work with, which is him. Now, SolarCity is a solar installation company set to be purchased by Tesla Motors. And it's one of the seven companies named in the initial investigation. Now, already grossly subsidized, Musk's SolarCity has become an albatross of waste and fraud and abuse. See, the problem is that the government has decided to pay for the green energy R&D. They want it so bad, or they wanted it so bad, that they're willing to do whatever, take whatever, move whatever it takes, right? To have green energy funded, financed, whatever it is, whatever it takes, to make it look good. I mean, the Prius, the Volt, the Tesla, these are all vehicles that your tax dollars, right? Instead of feeding and helping the 94 million Americans that are out of work, instead of helping our veterans, this money is going to fund to prop up green energy. And it shouldn't be. The money should be coming from the companies that think it's worth it, worth the effort, worth throwing their money at it. Now, SolarCity is run by Musk's cousins, Lyndon and Peter Rive. During his chairmanship at SolarCity, Musk's family enterprise has taken in billions of taxpayer dollars in subsidies. They haven't taken in billions of taxpayer dollars. They haven't taken in millions of dollars, period, from sales of their product. No, it's you and I footing their bill for their failure. And it's coming from both federal and local. Some of you have been part of that. We're in California. The government was subsidizing a big chunk of the solar panels that were being put on your house, retroly putting on your house. Tongue's not working. But the subsidies and the sweetheart deals, that's not enough. The losses, the misprojections, you know, these none of these numbers work out. None of these numbers make any sense. But the government, to this point, has been so hell-bent to make sure that green energy is touted as a success. You go back, I should have gone back and grabbed the stories we did last year on the green energy companies that went under, where millions, hundreds of millions of your dollars were lost on some of these smaller companies that under normal circumstances would have never got a grant from the government. But without all the information coming across, them being a green energy company alone allowed them to grab millions of dollars in grants and loans and that kind of stuff from the government. And when you find out the terms of these deals, the conditions, what condition the companies were in when they got the money, there were a few companies when we did the story, one or two of them, one got $25 million, one got close to $100 million, and closed within 90 days. Why weren't the CEOs, why weren't the treasurers brought to justice? They knew what was going down. The government should have never given our tax money to companies that were shaky. Now, what about what kind of sense does it make for an automaker to purchase a solar installation company? Why is Tesla buying a solar installation company? Why aren't the stockholders screaming? You know, they're being forced to take in this company that is dying on the vine, that shows no signs of life coming back. You know, you're talking about a company, let me say, they're going to pay top dollar for this company that they couldn't sell on their own. They couldn't sell in the open market. They couldn't sell into capitalism. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're talking about Elon Musk and how much money he's taken out of your pocket, the American taxpayer. And nobody seems to care. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that sincerely. I'm always, always, always pleased to see that you're there with me. You're listening. You're paying attention. You're getting involved. You should be involved, man. You really should be involved in getting in and straightening me out when I'm wrong. Some of you will. You'll send me an email, tell me where I'm off. I'm okay with that. I don't lose any sleep over it. Kind of cool. At least let me know you're paying attention. You're listening to the words. I got a lot of crazy stuff I still want to get to tonight. But I want to get back to Elon Musk and Solar City. Many of you have been affected. You know, I hate it. I walk into these Home Depots of the world. It's always great to get accosted by these people. Now what I've started doing, because I don't know if they do it in your state, but in my state, they come up to you. You ever thought about solar? Yeah. Every time I walk into this place. And then on top of that, when I go home and the phone rings, I have to think about solar again because somebody there wants to sell me solar panels, put them on my roof for free, at least until I sell the house, at which time I got to pay him back $20,000 or whatever it is. So now I've got to the point where going, no, I hate the energy, I hate trees, I hate paper, I don't want to burn off as much of the natural resources we have as humanly possible. Don't come at me with a solar panel. And that usually takes care of it. It don't bother me anymore. And I always love when you walk back in after you said something kind of abrupt and direct to someone, and then you go back into the store later on, they know not to approach you. It's wonderful. So they don't come at you and go, have you changed your mind yet? They just leave you alone. So anyway, yeah, you know, so, you know, Elon, between SolarCity, a lot of these solar panel companies that have gotten hundreds of millions of dollars, money we could use for our vets, money we could use for other projects, other things going on in this country, our infrastructure rebuild. There's so much more we can do with this. God forbid we throw a little common sense at it. I think we'd all pass out, wouldn't we? So instead of restructuring these things, right, instead of cost cutting in these places, because they don't have to. They're getting your money. They're getting your tax dollars. Why do they have to do anything? So, while cost-cutting and corporate restructuring should have been the priority for companies swimming in debt and burning through available cash, SolarCity, in fact, they've doubled down on their failed model. Does that sound familiar? Doesn't Mr. Oblamo do that all the time? He doubles down. Every time he's wrong and dead wrong and somebody calls him out for being wrong, he's like that little spoiled 17-year-old brat. He's going to show you how wrong you are by doing what he's been doing wrong twice as hard. And you know who picks up the bill for that? You do. You and I do. So because they're so easy for the green world to get their money, it's so easy for the green world to get money from the government, these guys have gone nuts with this stuff. And they're not going to stop anytime soon either. Now, Musk has a very cozy relationship with the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, who's a Democrat. The state's granted at least 700. You ready for this? You guys in New York should be. You should pop an eyeball over this one. The state's granted at least $750 million of its taxpayer dollars to SolarCity. They actually built a factory for the company, and they charge it $1 a year in rent. And their justification for this is that the amount of people that they're going to put to work, right, the amount of taxes they're going to pay, the amount of dollars they're going to bring in by homeowners buying these products, far outweighs what they paid for the factory. Well, prove it. Green is failing. SolarCity is failing. They would have never been able to survive and still can't continue to survive without the help of the government. Their books prove it out. So here they've been sold or being sold. The company buying them says, oh, holy Mary, you look at all the money you're losing. And they go, no problem. The government covers it for us. Talk about having a sugar daddy. I guess this would be a solar daddy. Think about it. Right? Can you imagine any company there is going, hey, no sweat. The government will step in at the end and give us money we need to cover our expenses. So we don't have to worry about blowing it. We don't have to worry about R&D getting out of hand. None of that. So it's not just in New York, though. In this year's race, Arizona corporate commissioner, the state's public utilities overseers, only one outside group funneled cash into the contest or into a contest they were having. All of the $3 million donated by that group, the Energy Choice for America, came from SolarCity. The beneficiaries are candidates who have signaled their willingness to be part of the green machine. That green machine that greases the skids for lucrative government subsidies. Now, burning through taxpayer dollars, buying elections, expanding a network of crony capitalism has become so inherent to the SolarCity model that $3 million to a public commissioner's race, even though it was pretty open, pretty upfront, it's only a drop in the bucket to what Musk and SolarCity get. In 2013 alone, you ready for this? You got a pencil, a piece of paper? Because you won't have enough toes and fingers to do this. In 2013 alone, SolarCity received $127 million
in federal grants. Now, you do realize that grant means you don't have to pay it back. $127 million in federal grants. The following year, in which it received only $342,000 from the same stimulus package. Now, the total revenue was just $176 million. And the company posted a net loss of, well, we need a drum roll, $375 million. And guess who got to pick up that? That's right. Hello? Oblamo. Yeah. Hey, look, Elon here. Yeah, we come up shy about 375. You think? Okay, tomorrow? Cool. All right. I'll let them know. It's your money, people. It's your money that's being poured into this hole of green energy. Look, if it was their money, do you know how much faster this would happen? Think about it. If it was investors sitting down to try to make this happen, do you know how much faster this would go along and how much less money they would lose? And despite an expansion of operations that claims to be the leader in the industry, SolarCity has never been able to survive without serious help from the government. They have never been able to meet their bills, meet any of their obligations without taxpayer dollars. Come on. So for those of you who voted, I mean, I would love, again, I can't get a lefty to do this. I would love to sit with somebody left going, okay, look at this. Look at the tax dollars. You guys are always screaming about needing more money to feed people, more money to help people with medical bills. We'd have some of that more money if you'd stop flushing it away with SolarCity and Tesla. Just the name, too. Or Tesla, I'm sorry. Like a Tulsa, Oklahoma, right? No. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, senior host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. I swear we'll get past this together. You know? Maybe we can find a safe space to go hide while we talk about this. I'm Joe Messina, senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if I should apologize for that because I don't know yet. I got some stories to say that Elon took a citizenship test in 2002. But then I've got other stories to show him getting an H-1 visa after 2002. Why would he have to do that if he was a citizen? We're talking about Elon Musk bringing in, taking millions of your American taxpayer dollars to shore up an industry, to shore up a business that he has that is not going anywhere. It consistently shows a lot. It's lost $375 million. However, you Americans, or us Americans, or usins, the American taxpayer, is footing that bill for him. So, just quite curious. Anyhow, the main part of the story, though, is how much money they're taking from you. How much money this green energy, it just never stops. So they lost $375 million. And the government has covered every nickel of that, despite an expansion of operations and claims to be the leader in the industry. So maybe being the leader isn't a technology thing. Maybe the other ones have lost more money than him. Maybe he's the leader in losing money. I don't know. There you go. I mean, it's just, yeah. So despite an expansion of operations, claims to be the leader, SolarCity has never been able to survive without serious help from the government through subsidies and grants. Now, the failure to responsibility turn taxpayer dollars into profitable, renewable energy, it's not going to come. You know, you're looking at 30, and some of these guys I've spoken with, 30 to 40 years out before we actually get to the point of energy, green energy, that kind of stuff really working for us. You know, some people joke about batteries. You know, look at how long batteries go. You know, remember, they used to go an hour. You said you've got 45 minutes. You were big. Okay, well, that's great. I'm not interested in your cell phone because they're not subsidizing Apple, Samsung, and those places in the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars a year to develop battery energy or green energy. With Telsa, SolarCity, in fact, will be right at home compounding a disastrous shell game that Elon Musk is playing with government resources. Your money. Yeah, your money. It's been reported that among SolarCity, Tesla, and the rocket company SpaceX, Elon Musk is Elon Musk's Confederacy of Interest has gotten at least, you ready for this one? God. Some of you are going to pass out. $4.9 billion in taxpayer support over the past 10 years. So he keeps going to the government with failing businesses. And because he knows how to fill out the form right, he keeps getting money from them. Maybe he should give us classes on how to do that, and we'll split the dollars with him. Think about it. $4.9 billion in taxpayer support. Wow. For three failing companies. Isn't that exciting? It's almost half of Musk's supposed net worth. Taken right from the American family. Taken right from American citizens. Taken away from our vets. Taken away from people we could actually be helping with medical and food and other things. God forbid we do that, huh? What do you think? I don't know. What's happened to us? Right? What has happened to us? We got to the point now. We're putting money into this quote-unquote so-called supposed R&D. Is better than feeding people who need help, putting Americans back to work, taking care of our vets, really taking care of our vets, not kind of sort of taking care of our vets, really taking care of them. Who's watching? You know, whether you guys want to hear it or not, I'm glad to see that finally the adults are going to be in charge of the government. Business people, other politicians, but the adults will be there, not the kids. Running crazy. Daddy and mommy went away for the weekend and gave him the keys to the house. That's what this last administration has been like. So if half of Musk's net worth is taken from the pockets of American citizens and put into companies that can only survive by cannibalizing each other. So these companies have been given money by the government to stay alive, to keep doing business, and they have to sell to each other. They have to take parts and pieces from each other. Boy, we're getting screwed big time, aren't we? Come on, give us some real thought. Solar City, Tesla, and Musk are taking the American populace for a major league ride here. And, you know, everybody loves Musk. I mean, he shows up at events. You think God had shown up. He'd even be as popular, if not more popular, than Mr. Obama in some of these places. And he's got almost $5 billion of our money. We think about it. In the end, in the cases of Enron and Bernie Madoff, the cheated victims wish they had woken up sooner. They should have been, you know, I mean, a lot of this before this thing actually took a nosedive, Enron and Bernie. The Fed should have been watching this. They knew what was going on. People told them what was going on. And they could have jumped on this earlier. Why aren't they jumping on this green energy thing? Why aren't they jumping on this the Tesla and Solar City thing? You think if they found out really what was going on and had to shut them down, how do you think this president would have looked then? Right? I'm serious. It's just it really infuriates me. Over and over and over and over again. How much of your money, your hard-earned taxpayer dollars, are going to subsidize some of these freak toys? You're never going to see that again. All right, I got to get off of that before I start having heartburn here. Let me see. Here's a good one. The exclusive Dallas Boys Prep School that Richard B. Spencer attended is now denouncing the activities and ideas of its white nationalist alumni. This is just amazing. Isn't this getting crazy? I talked about this earlier when I said, right, they're making everybody feel guilty for being white. St. Mark's School of Texas headmaster David Denny issued a statement of the criticism after a November 19th rally in Washington where Spencer, a member of St. Mark's class of 1997, shouted, "Hail Trump! Hail our people, hail victory," as supporters raised their arms in a Nazi salute. Now, without referring to Spencer by name, Denny said the activities have been deeply troubling, terribly upsetting to our whole school community. We reject racism, bigotry, in all of its forms and expressions. In his statement posted on the school's Facebook page, Denny hailed other St. Mark's alumni for expressing their outrage and disgust towards the National Policy Institute, which Spencer heads and the ideas that the group promotes. Look, I don't care who you are. I don't know about the rest of you. I can't respond for all of you. But I'm not comfortable with a group that acts in such a Nazi fashion, if you would. If they're screaming, "Hail Trump," that's not him. That's not his fault. That's not on him. I mean, didn't we hear that when Hillary was running, there were plenty of things going on where she said, "Well, I can't be responsible for other people's actions." Although Trump seems to be responsible for everybody's actions. Now, Spencer's classmates have raised $40,000 so far in a fundraising campaign to settle refugees in Dallas. One of them is Bernie Kuzin, former Shark Tank contestant, chief executive of the Deodorizing Wipes Company. He said, "This issue hits deep, not just for me, but for everyone," he told a local TV station. Adding about the rally, "When you see something like this, you have to say something." Well, that's great. How about if you see something, just because somebody looks a little Middle Eastern, has a beard and mustache, just because you see something and say something doesn't make you a racist. Doesn't make you Islamophobic. See, if you take that "see something, say something" all the way through to everything, then I'm good with it. I'm on your side. But when you only use it when it has to do with Trump, when you only use it when you think it's going to advance you or to your advantage, then I got a problem. Southern Poverty Law Center, a hate group watchdog, describes Spencer as one of the country's most successful young white nationalist leaders. A Sioux and Thai version of white supremacists of old. I'm sure Trump buys all of this, don't you? Can't stand it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Really get involved in the conversation. You know, I don't know anybody who doesn't like Dallas Cooper. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, let me get some, as we call it, some of the housekeeping out of the way. Now, you know, I've had David Fisher on the show plenty of times. He'll be back on again here soon. And he's got a giveaway for you. I mean, come on. Christmas is coming up. You got a lot going on. And he's got a couple of white papers he wants to send you. Yeah, you got to do a little reading. But you don't have to do a reading to get the product. You just have to have a job. You have to have a few bucks tucked away. You can't be living in Ma's basement. So he's going to send you two white papers, and for receiving the white papers, you also receive a Morgan silver coin. Now, one of the white papers is the coming bail-in, right? And the thing with the coming bail-in is the government can, they don't take it away from you. They kind of seize it, freeze it, whatever, your retirement. And you can't just get to it whenever you want to. So you need to know how to combat that, how to fight it. And you know, you can have your IRA have physical gold or silver in it. And he will tell you how to make that happen as well. So give a call, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or head over to thelandmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. And don't look at it. It's free. The coin is free. The information is free. Everything's free. They don't keep calling you. All right? A couple of quick things that happened during the break. Somebody sent me some info here. Now, New York says there's been a 400% increase in hate crimes, and they're blaming it on Trump. Same thing with Chicago. They say it's because of Trump, too. Which is really funny because there's actually advertisements going out saying if you feel like somebody has committed a hate crime against you, don't hesitate to call this number. And since most people are libs in New York, what would you expect? And a 400% increase. So, in other words, before nobody was, maybe there was nobody reporting hate crimes. Not like this, anyway. And not blaming Trump for them. I wonder how many Muslim crimes are being tracked. Because every time we hear about a crime that's committed, and even though the guy committing the crime of the, well, not girls, mostly guys, will say because she wasn't wearing the right clothes, the Sharia law allows them to, for some odd reason, that doesn't end up as a crime with any kind of Muslim or Islam connotation to it or attachment to it. Just a crime. But if it has Trump's name attached to it, then it automatically is a hate crime. Is this nuts or what? So anyway, it's stuff like that. People throw me during a break and look at it and go, that can't be real. Is that real? And speaking of Trump, you know, again, the Dallas Prep School, who have denounced this white nationalist alumni. But this is the group that I was telling you about, or that you've been reading about or seeing all over the TV, where they're trying to tag it with Trump because they were saying Hail Trump. It wasn't that Trump got them all riled up and they started doing it, or it's a group that he supports. They're doing it on their own. The prep school wants to expel all these non-white Europeans. I'm sorry, wrong paragraph. The nationalist leaders, they want to expel all non-white Europeans from the country. Our countermeasures was supporting refugees coming into this country, Kusin said. An email message to Spencer from the Associated Press drew no response as of Sunday. Other school alumni, including Alan Lomax, rock star Stevie Miller and Boss Gags, actor Tommy Lee Jones, Luke and Owen Wilson, and investigative journalist Kurt Eichenwald, I guess? Yeah, I know. Some of these I don't get. But why they have been trying for days? Well, I guess I can see why they would try to tie this to Trump. Because these guys are truly, they're not just nationalists, they're morons. They want to expel all non-white Europeans from this country. You really think this is something that Trump is for? I mean, they try hard to tag him with this. But you really think that's what Trump is about? Trump is for. So anyhow, I know it's the foolery that makes me crazy, right? It's all that Tom. Hold on. It's all that. What do you want from me? It's all that tomfoolery that takes place. The left is having a major meltdown right now. And they're going to do anything they can. They're going to throw anything they can at the wall. Hope something sticks. Hope something is distractive. Hope something throws him off. It's just craziness. Now, somebody just threw me the story, so I'll do my best with it. Because I think it's, I hope it's not what it appears to be. So a town fires a Santa Claus after he tried to save some girls from a pedophile. Peter Muck has been Santa Claus at the annual Christmas market in the Bavarian town of, Muldorf, yeah, whatever, for 30 years. However, after a mayor discovered that Muck had written comments on his Facebook page in supporting of a far-right identitarian movement, he was fired. Now, the mayor of Mulldorf announced that Muck had been fired and accused him of open racism after Muck posted comments on a Facebook page of the identitarian movement. What is that? There it is, right there. A political movement that campaigns against immigration and Islam. He said, I explained to him that this movement, in my view, does not respect equality and dignity of all people, our democratic values, and that this attitude was not compatible with the work of portraying Santa Claus. Right? So, this is one of those stories, right? See, one of you guys sent me this. This is one of those stories that makes me crazy. Now, the title of the story, this is why we don't get taken seriously sometimes. So the title of the story is The Town Fires Down After He Tries to Save Girls from Pedophiles. What the story is trying to say, or what the person in the story is trying to say, is that because Muslims believe, or a lot of Muslims believe, in child marriages, that's pedophile, so by keeping the Muslims out, he's saving girls from pedophilia. This is why that some of us, again, aren't taken seriously. They read these stories and they talk about the far-right movement, the people who hate Muslims, who hate Islam, and they base it on these kind of things. And then the fake news that you hear a lot about, this is what it's based on. So if the guy feels like, if he feels like the Islam / Muslims are going to promote and push marriage against young people in the city or in that area, if the state doesn't allow it, they just don't allow it. It doesn't really much matter now, does it? Now, I don't get this whole identitarian movement. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't get it. So the fellow's been fired. He's been moved on. And for those of you who want to fight this kind of thing, for those of you who decide, don't title these things in such a fashion where they make them look worse than what they actually are. Because the Germans have had a major influx of Islamic refugees. Yes, they've had a problem with rape. Yes, they've had a problem with beatings. But do you understand how much you take away from it if you title them incorrectly, if you make them look worse than what they are? And you hurt the cause for everybody else. Really what happens, you blow it for everybody else. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. I love it when you get involved. I love it when you get engaged. I love it when you get involved because it tells me you're paying attention and that you want to be involved in the conversation. Last but not least, while you're sitting there behind your computer, on your phone, whatever, however you're doing this, you want to head over to the website, therealside.com. You want to click on store. You want to go to Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. Ain't that hard, right? Right-wing. Or you go to Amazon. Look it up there, too, if you want. But if you want an autograph, you got to do it for my site. And it's cheaper for my site. So it's the Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. And I'm telling you, it's going to give you information on how to push back on people today, because political correctness has not gone away. Just because Donald Trump is in it doesn't mean it's gone away. You're still going to have to fight it. There's still a lot you're going to have to deal with. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, sending me messages, being on the Facebook feed, and just being involved all the way around. And do be involved. That's how you find out how the other side thinks, and that's how you learn how to push back. Have a great rest of the day. You've been listening to Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network.